originally Toys in Babeland. They're celebrating 20 years of innocent and not-so-innocent adventures this month. Their headquarters are up on Capitol Hill, and joining us on the line, Claire Cavanaugh, co-founder of Babeland and co-author of Morgasm, Babeland's Guide to Mind-Blowing Sex and Sex Toys 101. Claire, thanks for taking the time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on 20 years in business.
Thank you.
You started this back in 1993. At the time, Nirvana was on the airwaves. Internet companies were popping up all over the place. And I understand that you met your business partner, Rachel Venning, at a party, and you had something in common.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we had met quite a long time before that, but what we had in common was sort of an entrepreneurial spirit. And so for a long, long time, we were talking about what kind of a business could we open. And, you know, one day, about a year before we actually opened, we came up with this idea of opening a sex shop where we would want to walk in and buy sex toys because we like vibrators, you know, and we're lesbians and, you know, sex. So sex is, like, on our minds, and we're sort of, you know, at some sort of an angle to the cultures. We talk about sex a lot. And that just turned out to be the perfect thing for the time, and Seattle was the perfect, very, very perfect place to, you know, open the business. It was like an incubator for the business.
You wanted a store selling sex toys that you would want to shop in. Mm-hmm. What were the stores selling sex toys like back in 1993?
They were, just as you can imagine, they were full of X-rated movies, you know, that were sort of phased out. It's like a lot of imagery that is a big turnoff to women, you know, things that were more titillating to men or that men thought were titillating to men, you know, and it's, they were not welcoming at all to women.
And I would guess that they were also catering to men and not necessarily to lesbian women in the kinds of products that they had.
Not in the least. No, not in the least. It was all about men. And we, Rachel and I, as women, knew that, you know, sex doesn't, you know, in quotes, come naturally, really. Like, you can use some instructions, some good information, and a good vibrator. You know, a lot of women actually don't have, don't come to orgasm a lot or at all unless they have consistent stimulation that a vibrator can bring. And so we knew that there would be a lot of people coming to buy vibrators from us, but it seemed like Seattle didn't know it and our friends didn't know it, and so we had to sort of open it on faith.
Claire, what was the supply chain back in 1993? Was it hard to find the products that you wanted to stock in the original Toys in Babeland?
Well, yeah, it was hard. We were sort of like the bridge between the sort of mainstream industry that just was producing kind of awful toys, really, like either kind of little animal shapes or, you know, something that I don't know how much I can say on your program, but things that looked very, very explicit, you know.
Okay.
So there, you know, there's a lot to buy, but there was very little that worked well for women or was, you know, aesthetically pleasing to women. So we were going through catalogs that were just full of stuff that were, I mean, there were days when I thought, am I really going to be able to do this? Because the toys were so horrible. But we would sort of put them in the context, a new context, which was our, you know, sex positive, supportive, encouraging environment. But since then, toys have gotten a lot better.
Has the retail space that you've created, both here and at your stores in New York City, changed the kind of products that are being produced? Are people manufacturing things for your market?
Yes, they definitely are. And I don't know how much Babeland has actually influenced it, but I think that we have, because our brand is really well loved. You know, our customer service is real and sincere and, like, deeply knowledgeable about human sexuality and women's sexuality. And our customers, so our suppliers really started to wonder what we knew about our customers and what our customers wanted. And so they have come to us, and we have been able to give them a lot of information, really, about how women work and what will work for women, you know. And so now the toys are just so much better. I mean, it's just night and day. 20 years has made a very big difference.
Claire, it's my impression that the sex shop business has caught up with what you pioneered 20 years ago at Toys in Babeland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it has. I think there, in some ways, there are a lot of places to choose from now where there really weren't at all. Like, Babeland was the only place to go where you could, you know, shop for sex toys and be sort of encouraged and feel good about it. But there are some, you know, fast followers, as they say in business, for our concept. But it actually really wasn't that fast. It really took quite some time for retail to catch up. But we are, I think that we are different, I have to say. I think that we're different in a certain way that is basically feminist. I mean, it's really about women taking charge of their sexuality and finding out about themselves on their own before taking it on the road, taking it on a date.
Great. Hey, Claire, we're out of time. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And once again, congratulations on 20 years of Babeland.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Claire Cavanaugh, co-founder of what was originally Toys in Babeland. They've expanded to the East Coast as well as here in Seattle. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.